The unfortunate situation as it prevails today in the world as such is this, that religion is being exploited by the big powers, both belonging to the East and to the West. Neither the Russians spare religious sentiments to be exploited, nor the Westerns do. And they have their own means and ways to go about it. It so happens that sometimes the same religious brotherhood is exploited by the communists and sometimes by the imperialists. And the religion, the poor religion remains the same, that is Islam. And what they do and create is just disorder. And make brothers fight with brothers. Bring about revolutions which are not ultimately controlled by them, but by those powers which are behind them. This is what happens, and this is what is what will continue to happen, and nobody can change it because the powers behind them are far too big, and effectively they are effective in their control. They give a direction to the common masses through the aids of these brothers, and they quote Islam and scriptures, and they benefit from the dissatisfaction prevailing among the masses. They utilize such dissatisfactions and hatreds against some others. And in every country, the sources of hatred which are tapped by the brothers are different. It is not a source of love which is tapped by them. It is always a source of hatred. Sometimes hatred against the Jews, sometimes hatred against the West, while the West itself is patronizing them. Money is being supplied by the West, and the slogan is hate the West. And the ultimate objective for which they are used is for bringing about a revolution which favors the West. And the vice versa is also true. I mean, the same thing is done in the same manner by the Russian bloc, the opposite side. So this is no Islam. That is playing into the hands of Islam. Sometimes hatred of Shia is employed by the same groups. And sometimes hatred of the Sunni is employed by the same groups. Ikhwan of Iran are very different from Ikhwan of Iraq, for instance. And there are so many complicities in the whole system, that unless you study the sources and their origins and the powers which are controlling them, you will not be able to understand the whole phenomenon. So for a man of common sense, it is always better to make his own judgment according to the Quranic teachings, and should not indulge in anything which ultimately is going to help some foreign masters and not the cause of Islam. Understand? You know, for instance, the Ikhwan al-Muslimun who helped Nasir. You remember?
Yes, I remember.
Now, they were, in fact, the plants of the British. They had very strong links with the British scholars, and some of them were trained here. And some of the leadership were in constant touch with the British. But they were the most British-hating people, as far as the message went. They were the staunchest enemies of the British, as far as the message went, because they were told to tap the hatred against the British. It is not the hatred which hurts. It is the ultimate direction in which it is, manipulated. So once they became successful, The power was snatched from their hands and Nasser benefited from it. And later on Nasser shifted himself to the opposite camp. And he was first made instrumental in destroying these brothers, poor brothers who had brought him up. So this is all a game of dirty politics.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with Islam.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.